At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
First-rate Ag in Holdridge is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer that have been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Do it.
Real quick. Ben's got it, too. Out of 780 contestants, Chris finished 25th in pork and 60th, I think 50th something overall out of 700 down in Kansas City.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, that's Chris. Incredible job by that. Also, Parker with the scholarship for Mickey Roscoe. Parker also texted immediately. Yes, I will jump in on that. So once again, thank you for the help on that. I appreciate that very much. That's why they're first rate. Real simple.
Not second, third.
Not even close. They're first rate.
First rate all
Thank you. Great job by you, Chris, down there with the smoker.
He's a good man. As well.
Great man.
Okay, we have mentioned Indiana a little bit here. Again, 47-10. They are 9-0. They will host Michigan this weekend. They open up as 14-point favorites against the Wolverines in Bloomington.
That's shocking. That number shocks me. I thought they'd be favorite. I thought they'd be more like 6.5.
Yeah, I'll help you with that.
Yeah.
Michigan played Oregon.
Michigan lost to Oregon 38-17 at home.
Oregon, get ready for this. Oregon had 304 yards in the first half. They put 304 on Michigan in the big house.
What's Michigan have?
Should be a defense.
That's the one thing. We can't throw over. We can't move the ball well. Can't run it that well. But we have a defense. We have a D line.
Yeah.
We have a D line. So they had 300 yards in the first half.
Oregon stuck them for 304 yards, 304 at half.
Can you imagine that locker room? Where were you guys last year? Where we won the Natty. We won 15-0. Well, how's it going right now?
Just gave up 300.
Just gave up in the first
half. And they didn't have Tez Johnson.
Yeah.
Oregon didn't have Tez Johnson.
Yeah, went out. We got injured in the first quarter or something.
I think so, yeah.
Oregon, 470 total in that game. They passed for 294, rushed for 176 in a rout of Michigan. 38-17.
A rout of Michigan.
They routed the national. The champs are 5-4.
I tell you what was interesting watching that game. A lot of empty seats. Oh, man. Michigan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of empty seats. Absolutely.
Cold fall in Ann Arbor. Yeah.
And it's just a...
Now, some people were curious. Why is Minnesota a 3-point favorite on the road against ranked Illinois? Well, they won by 8. They were right. 25-17. The Gophers are going
bowling. We called that one on the show.
They have won 4 straight games. Their defense has been great. Offense has been good enough.
25-17.
You called it. I don't think I called it.
I definitely had Minnesota on that one.
I definitely had Illinois.
I picked Minnesota. Yeah.
Well, but that was row the boat is rowing right now.
What is the deal? Complimentary football?
Yeah, complimentary football. Oh, you know what? He should have been on the list. I apologize. That's an error by me. Quarterback, once again.
Prosner.
So their quarterback goes where? He departs and goes to Rutgers.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going?
Kelly Kapanis.
And then they picked up.
Not good.
The quarterback from New Hampshire, killing it. So who made the right move? Wow.
PJ.
Max Prosper on the year. It's not gaudy stats, but again, 2,000 passing yards, 13 touchdowns, 4 picks.
That's good.
He's not making mistakes.
That's way better than Kelly Kapanis, if I say that right.
Yeah.
Not even close.
You got it.
Not even close.
You nailed it. Ethan Kelly Kapanis.
So PJ is like, yeah, go ahead. You're good. Go ahead. That's a good spot for you. You'll love Rutgers. You'll love it.
Kelly Kapanis has 1,600 passing yards, 9 touchdowns, and 5 picks. So, yeah.
Not terrible.
Better. Yeah, it's not horrible, but it's not good.
Do they play each other this week?
They do. Minnesota at Rutgers, 11 a.m. on NBC.
NBC.
11 a.m. NBC. It's odd.
11 a.m. on NBC.
There's one that I can't remember the game. There's a game.
There's
a must-see game. How about this one? Must-see game, in my opinion, is Washington at Penn State.
Yes.
It's on Peacock. It's on Peacock.
It's on the P.
It's on the P.
Why is it on the P?
I don't know. It's at, what are you doing?
At 7 p.m.
Night game.
So you got the whiteout at Penn State, and it's at night time, 7 o'clock on Peacock.
That's ridiculous.
That's shameful.
That's shameful. It's just like the this 11 o'clock kick for this game with Ohio State. All that stuff is all shameful. Peacock for that game. That's a big game. It's going to be a tough one for Penn State. That's going to be a hard. It's going to be hard.
And Franklin has a lot of heat on him. They were booing him. They were booing him off the field. And then he kind of run in with a fan. Ugly. You don't do that, James. Don't. Why do that? Why stop and confront a fan if you're if you're a head coach? I mean, I think you got to have more self-control than that if you're making $10 million. Some kid was yelling at him and he asked him for his name. This was a bad look. Come on, James.
It's for his name.
What's your name, buddy?
He did. He asked him his name.
What's your name, pal?
If you're gonna shout me like that, I need to know your name. Like, why does that matter?
The guy probably told him too. Todd Smith. Here's my address.
You want to talk to my dad?
I live at April 604th, my room. Come find me. I'll be waiting for you.
I can't wait to talk to you about
this. I can't wait. I got a list. I got a seat for you.
Our whole floor would like to talk to you.
Come on, James. James, what is his record against Ohio State? He's lost 8 in a row to Ohio State.
Yeah, you'd like
8 in a row.
That's also one of those times where you just count that the head coach has it figured out well enough. But it's almost like you need someone almost like towards the end of the game when it's clearly over. It's like, hey, they're just going to run the clock out now. It's going to be, hey, someone needs to be like someone needs to grab him real quick. Hey, pull yourself together.
Yeah.
It's going to get ugly here. So pull yourself together after you shake the hands.
That's a good idea.
Pull yourself together here because it would be nice.
Oh, and it would be hard. I mean, it would be hard to be in that situation. And there's a lot of pressure on him. I get it. It's hard. You're getting booed off the field. Yeah. You know? Yeah, it wouldn't be easy. He's 7-1, by the way.
You mentioned this before, Sip, Bill, that Iowa scored 40-plus points in 3 games now. 42-10, they beat Wisconsin. Again, Sullivan took over for McNamara. It wasn't great. It was 7-for-10 for 93 yards and a touchdown, but they ran the ball at will. Caleb Johnson, 24 carries, 135, 3 touchdowns in the game.
Yeah, they rushed for 329.
329 yards.
That's incredible.
And Johnson, by the way, Caleb, 20 touchdowns this season.
20 touchdowns. He's a stud.
This season. Bowl eligible Hawkeyes for the 23rd time in 24 seasons.
You mentioned those stats, but okay, so I mentioned Johnson 24 for 135. Then the backup running back, Kamari Moulton, 9 for 74.
Yeah.
Sullivan himself, the quarterback, 9 for 58. And then Jazzoon Patterson late in the game, 10 for 56.
Flex.
It's just everybody ran well.
Huge
everybody.
Flex.
Sullivan's more athletic also. He adds a different dynamic.
Yeah, he did. Now, one dynamic is handing off the ball. Iowa came out of the halftime locker room with an 11-play drive for a touchdown, ran it 11 times.
We don't need to
pass. That's a flex. That's
an ultimate flex.
I appreciate that stuff about Ferentz. I really do. They had the game under control, but then they come out and run 11. I think it was 11-play, 89-yard drive, and ran every play. That's big. That's big time.
Caleb Johnson on the season, trying to get this pulled up.
He's 20
touchdowns. He's been phenomenal.
Second best running back in the country, probably.
Can't get it pulled up.
He's the second best statistically. Yeah.
And then statistically, I don't know if he's the second best talent, but still give him all the credit. And that was a beautiful scene. I'm just telling you, playing at Iowa is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. A night game at Iowa, a lot of fun.
How about this for Johnson? Okay, it's not just the fact of touchdowns.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
170 carries for 1,280 yards. That's an average of 7.5 yards per carry.
Big time.
On 170 carries.
With a extremely limited pass game. Mm-hmm. So they don't see a light box.
No.
They don't see one. It's like, they're short in the box. No, they're not. No. They never are.
Good point.
Never are.
So he's a big dude, too.
When you're doing it against that type of situation, that's really, really well done.
Good job. Good. That's a really good point because they haven't thrown the ball well. Big time dude. Big time. Big dude, too.
What do you think this dynamic is? Because I think about this all the time. This has to be almost extremely euphoric and also depressing that you had to let your son go.
Brian
and they were the worst offense in Division One.
And now they're not. Yeah.
And now they're not. And there's going to be you going to say, well, this reason or that reason. But wouldn't it be hard to be as a dad to be like, okay, we made a change. I had to let my son go, which he wouldn't have ever let go. There's that contract that basically through the AD that said this is what's got to happen on this number has to happen, and that didn't happen. He gets let go, and they've come in and been. Much better. And whether it's all in the corner or not, I don't know. But would that not be a hard conversation?
It's hard. It's easy for me to sit here in Lincoln, Nebraska and say you got to strip the emotion out of it. It's a business. But no, it's hard to do.
Well, speaking of Tim Lester and Iowa, it's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five a chance to win
famous
a business
Lester. Box famous to Bengals.
To Bengals Joe. Today's topic is Big Ten offensive coordinators. I will give you the person's name. You tell me what school he is at.
Nope. I got one.
We are going to go four for four.
Are you doing Nebraska? Because I know that one.
You guys,
we got one in 18 shots.
We'll go probably four for four today, I think. Three for four, four for four.
Here we go.
4-6.
Steve, you get the best chance. You cover it.
5-6-8-5. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
There are 18 teams in the Big Ten Conference. I will not give you Mark DeSatterfield. I mean, you have 17 options and four questions. This is not hard. Today's Big Ten offensive coordinators.
Yes. We might be able to eke out something here.
I think you'd be okay. You can feel okay. You don't feel good about this. Ben's getting the call. Okay, we got Neil. Neil, how do you feel about Big Ten offensive coordinators today?
I think I for sure know two. That's about it.
All right. Okay, good. See how this goes for Neil. Bill is a lifeline for one question for Sip. As always, Neil, first question to you. What team is Phil Longo the OC for?
Oh, jeez.
I said this would be hard, though.
Penn State
is the guess. That is not correct.
I'll take it. Yeah, I know this one. Longo is an interesting coach to me at Wisconsin.
Brilliant.
Why is he interesting?
He looks like a defensive coordinator.
I'll go with that.
He does.
Yeah. Tough-looking dude.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He doesn't look like a passing guy, but he is. You know, they run it a little bit now.
That's a good description. 1-0 lead for you.
That helps. It's a nice job.
First question. What team is Mike Shanahan the OC for in the Big Ten?
Bill. Mike Shanahan.
Not the former NFL head coach.
No,
different Mike Shanahan.
Oh, this is going to kill me, Bill. I need your help. Hold on. This is one where I know it, but I need about 5 minutes, and I don't have it.
You have 5 seconds.
Yeah.
I have a guess, but I hate to use myself on this one. You want me to guess?
We can pass. We're still up 1-0.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would not pass because you've got 16 options at this point.
Well, should I? Hold on.
Five.
You go ahead and guess. I'm going to write it down what I think it is.
Three. Two.
My God, this is driving
me
nuts. Minnesota.
No, don't say it out loud. Do you want that one, Neil, or not? Mike Shanahan.
So if I miss it, I go down -1.
That's correct.
I'm already down -1.
Yeah, if you get it wrong, you're -1.
Is it Indiana or not?
Brilliant.
It is Indiana. Nice steal.
I didn't have it.
Mike Shanahan, 1-1 tie.
We're in trouble
for the lead. Last question, Neil. What team is Will Stein the OC for? In the Big Ten.
It's tied 1-1 right
now? It is, yeah.
All right, I'll pass. Let's see what they got.
You take any guess at all. There's only 13 teams left to choose from, or 14. Come on, man.
Dismayed.
No, this is your question. You don't go negative if you get it wrong in your question.
Okay, let's go Michigan State.
Oh, God, that's a good guess.
Good guess. I'm saying pass. Okay. You know what?
No.
No, pass.
That would be the Oregon Ducks. Will
and
Stein.
I and you know what? I did have that one. No, I did have that one too.
I think
too.
He is the fifth highest paid OC.
I locked up. I sat right behind him in the meeting room. I know exactly who it is.
Yes. Okay.
I actually do that too. I know exactly who he is.
I mean, I locked up on Shanahan. Yeah. I knew that. Yeah. That drives me nuts.
Okay, this is for the win. Bills in play.
Okay, just come on. We can do this.
What school in the Big Ten is Josh Gattis the OC for?
Oh, I know that one. Oh, I do know that. Michigan. How is he not at Michigan?
Are you kidding
he
me?
He was at one point, not
yeah,
anymore.
He was at Michigan.
I know the answer.
Don't say it. Neil, do you want that? Do you want to go to the tiebreaker?
He was at Michigan.
Let's do the tiebreaker.
Where at, Bill?
Maryland.
He's at Maryland.
So he went to Maryland when?
Oh, several years ago.
Yeah, he's been there for a couple years now.
A couple years.
At least two or three.
Maryland, written down right there.
Okay, this goes to you guys.
We can't lose this.
This goes to you guys, and you can confer because you didn't use Bill.
We can't lose this.
Okay,
this has been a horrible performance.
How old is Ohio State offensive coordinator Chip Kelly?
Okay.
You guys can confer.
We should be able to get this.
My number is...
Neil, you'll go over
My number is 62.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll go with that.
What's the number, I guess? 62?
62.
Over under 62 for Chip Kelly's age, Neil.
I thought we had it right on.
Yeah.
You sure it wasn't 62, Jake?
I'm positive.
I'll go under.
We lost.
The man is 60 years old on the dot, Chip Kelly. That was a rough one today. But
that's a Maryland
performance.
Had it right there.
Neil, you're getting bagels. Nice win. It was pretty good.
This is just a horrible performance.
Yes.
I mean, people are going to say we're too old for this job.
Wait, so
you gotta say we need younger.
So Bill
people.
Bill was in play, and you just uttered the words without going to him,
man,
on your last question.
He didn't
question.
Even look at me.
I just thought for sure he was calling plays for Sharon Moore. Who's calling him now?
They've got a couple guys. It sounds like there.
Who's calling it?
Two people. I don't know.
I have no idea.
That's rough. I'm sorry. 0-1 to start the week. You guys are still overall.
No, that's a woeful performance.
35-31 overall.
He was sitting that. He was sitting behind Will Stein.
I sat behind him in the meeting room.
I bypassed you. That's
you shook
on
his hand.
Me.
I was within 5 feet of him.
And I knew
and
Shanahan.
I knew his name.
No,
I
had a horrible.
I don't know what happened to me right there. I kind of just, yeah.
Spaced out.
I locked up on Shanahan.
That's a Monday. The spillover's next and an early break on the ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.